You are listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Celebrate Cleveland Browns' first and 10 anniversary week by taking the pledge to volunteer 10 hours of your time to the community on clevelandbrowns.com/community. Take the pledge June 1st through June 7th to be entered for a chance to win a pair of tickets to the Browns' 2015 home opener against the Tennessee Titans. Visit clevelandbrowns.com/community and take the first and 10 pledge today. Nathan Zgura, Matt Wilhelm here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven, of course, by the good folks at Liberty Ford. Going to get into, we got some good tweets. I asked you guys, listen, we're Browns Daily is the only people that were at the OTAs.
Yes.
So if you want to know what happened to OTAs, ask us. I put that out on Twitter. You guys had a lot of questions coming in, so we'll get to some of those in just a second. But before we do that, let's go to Cosmo in Cleveland on the phone line. What's up, Cosmo?
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call. I just want to make a quick comment about what Max said about McCown. You know, he calls him that he's a nice guy. I know it's early, but he's saying he's a nice guy. Just from a Browns fan standpoint, I don't want a nice guy as a quarterback. I want someone you could say he's going out there and he will do whatever it takes to win the game. If all you can say right now is that he's a nice guy, I don't feel very well about our chances this year. And to be honest, I've been done with that team for a while now. I don't know why I still pay attention to them on Sundays. But I have no idea where we're taking with this. If I had to make a guess right now, I'd give us a 5-win season. But that's my take, boys. Thanks for having me on.
You got it, man.
You got it,
Cosmo. Thanks for the call.
Go ahead. You're a player.
More can be said, and I think that, you know, Alex Mack, as you could tell, when asked a question, paused to give the answer that Alex Mack wanted to give. And so, for that matter, I give Alex Mack props, because he could have said this about Johnny Manziel. He could have said this about, you know, he could have went on and on about his injury. He didn't. He owned what was going to be going on during his interview, which is, as I said, props to him, kudos to him, because so many times just because the media asks you a question, you feel obligated to answer it. And with that, with my affiliation to the Cleveland Browns as an employee doing this daily radio show, I go out there and I like what I'm seeing from Josh McCown.
I do,
and
too.
And I would say, if that question were to be asked to Alex Mack, and we'll have an opportunity tomorrow to speak to 8-time Pro Bowler Joe Thomas on this very show in this studio, that's going to be my question. Are you impressed with what you see out of Josh McCown right now? And I may or may not ask that same question about Johnny Manziel, because based on my professional opinion as a former player in the National Football League, I'm setting Joe Thomas up for either a lie or a negative answer about one of his teammates, and that's not what we need at this time. Because Johnny Manziel, he's learning the ropes. He's relearning an offense again. You know, he's not under center as much as I would like. He's struggling to get rid of the ball. I'm not going to tee him up on a question that's going to shine a negative light on this organization or one of his teammates. But I'm going to ask him about somebody that I think is proving himself as a starter in the National Football League and a teammate that will lead to a positive outlook going into this football season.
Absolutely, and that's, I think, you know, he also hasn't been around Josh McCown that much.
No.
And Alex Mack's been doing his rehab, so I think it's interesting. I think much is being made. They say he's a nice guy. You can tell that he's a leader just from being out there at those practices. I don't think that's going to be in question. Can he make the right decisions with the football, deliver it, et cetera? Those are going to be the questions that we're going to ask about Josh McCown, because that's why he's been in the league, because he's shown flashes, but the ability to do it consistently is also why he's bounced around so much. Something about football says, have they finally moved Cameron Irving back to offensive guard? Yes, they have. He's been working at right guard. Said that earlier today. He worked at right guard on the first and second teams today in practice. At Jason from Cary, NC says, number one, is Johnny Football still slow on his reads?
Yes. He is.
He is.
If he is decisive coming out of his drop or in the shotgun and knows exactly what coverage they're in and where he should go with the football, he's as good as they come. It is on the money. It is thrown like a dart. His footwork is great. But anytime he has to progress or wait, a guy like him, similar to a Colin Kaepernick who had to learn that, similar to a guy like Marcus Mariota who will have to learn that, would always deviate out of the pocket and make a play with their legs now must stand in that pocket and trust your protection and trust your receivers to know where to get open for you or trust a route to develop properly.
I almost feel like he needs to see it and then throw it. He's not doing any of those anticipatory throws right. into windows.
That's typical of college quarterbacks.
And that's a problem.
It is a problem.
Number two from Jason, he says, who looks out of shape to you? I don't know if anybody really looks out of shape to me.
Nobody looks out of shape to me. No, actually, I mean
there are some guys that biggest, have the best the, bodies.
The largest the guy, Ishmael Kitchen, I'm impressed by him because when he's out there, he goes, 100%, 110% during his reps. And then what it's encouraging to me about this, unlike other big men on other teams that I've been a part of, once they feel like, I just had three good reps and I gave them everything I could give, I'm going to walk my way over, to the defense and stand next to my coaches. And he jogs off the field. So, and that's the one also I think about Mike Pettine, because I pay attention to everything when I watch practice. Not only the formation, not only Johnny. I look at the demeanor of the guys, the tempo of the practice, the execution. Do they jog on the field? Does the coach let them walk around the football field? And that's something that if I were ever to be a coach or the way I teach my son, when you walk inside those lines or when you walk on a football field, you jog or, power walk, if you will, from one station to the next, but there will be no walking on a football field.
That's right. Hustle.
Hustle. Hustle.
You got to get after it. Lisa Van Lonkhuizen says, how does the working relationship between McCown and Manziel appear? Good, strained? It's very good.
Strong.
They're actually very complimentary of each other, going through the drills and 7-on-7s. Johnny made some nice throws and got patted on the helmet, and McCown made some, and Johnny did the same thing back. They seem to get along very well.
Absolutely. I concur with that based on, the four practices that I've been out. And to take that question a step further is the working relationship between Kevin O'Connell, Josh McCown, Kevin O'Connell with Johnny Manziel, Kevin O'Connell with Thad Lewis or Connor Shaw is excellent. And even more so, you can tell that Kevin O'Connell worked with Johnny Manziel. They have their own little bond as they stand back there, listen to the call made by John DeFilippo over the microphone, into Josh McCown's helmet. They talk through the play. They walk through the footwork, the hand placement, all that kind of stuff. Just a great bond in that room, probably because he's young and fun and they have that history together training for the combine. But the dynamic in that room is all very positive and solid. Great way to start the offseason.
It is a good way to start the offseason. That dynamic certainly is positive. We've got some more questions we will answer when we come back, kicking off our second hour. And a question to ponder for the second hour here is, what position group do you feel made the biggest improvement from last year to this year? Right now, what group do you feel the best about has made a big jump up, and what group are you still the most concerned with? Pretty sure one answer is going to be on the defensive side of the ball, one answer is going to be on the offensive side of the ball. Let us know. 216-578-0850. Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford.